Some Oklahoma wheat producers are trying to make that decision. Kim, should they go ahead and harvest their crop or maybe go with another alternative?
Well, one way to evaluate that is to look at what the market's offering on prices on the wheat, the KC July contract, to subtract 85 cents for the basis. You got about $4.10. Corn using the CBT December contract, a minus 60 cents on the basis, gives you about $3.40 for the corn. Using the same contract for sorghum, a minus 85 basis on that, $3.15 a bushel. Soybeans using the Chicago November contract, a minus 80 cents is what the market's offering. That'll get you about $9.50. The cotton using that cotton exchange December contract and subtract 3 cents off that gets you about 71 cents. And of course, canola, that's a winter crop, just not to leave them out. Using that Winnipeg contract, getting it, converting it to bushels, subtracting about $5.60, gets you $7.10 for canola.
That's always one of my favorite equations that you throw in there. Now, back to cotton. Cotton planted acres are projected to be up this year.
They're projected to be significantly higher. Right now, the market's talking about that. That's in the market. They've still got it at 71 cents. If we have a big cotton crop, we'll probably be down in the 60 cent range, low 60s on that. That cotton may be a little high. Soybeans may also be high. You know, they're talking about 3 to 4 million bushels less corn and more soybean acres, more corn, more cotton acres. So that soybean price may also be high.
Okay, thank you much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.